Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
And we're back. Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We're your humble, happy host broadcasting live from Austin, Texas. Julie, welcome to today's show. And this, of course, is Tim Harris.
Yes, thank you. It's great to be here. I think it's going to be a fun show today.
Yeah, we've got a cool topic, guys. So you guys know we've been in the coaching space for agents for 20 years, basically. And in that time, we've honed and really drilled down on really the essence of what makes somebody successful, not just in real estate, by the way, but any industry. And it's, you know, Julie and I were having this conversation yesterday, actually, about what makes a really good sales experience. And so much of it just has simple, it boils down just to a handful of things. So from a consumer's perspective, you know, prospective real estate client's perspective, what is it that makes them want to do business with you versus something or somebody else? What is it that they'll remember as being a really positive experience that will result in you getting referrals? So what we're going to do today is we're going to share with you guys, and it might be tomorrow as well, we're going to share with you what we know to be the absolute exact perfect schedule for the nation's top producing, again, not just agents, but that's our primary focus, but also just people in general. Now, this is good, a great ideal schedule for salespeople, but also business owners as well. One of the mistakes we make, and all of us do this, I'm guilty of this, Julie's guilty of this, everyone's guilty of this, owns a business, is you will meander into the working on your business stuff too much and not focus enough in your business. So the in-your-business stuff is the sales stuff. The in-your-business stuff is the creative stuff. The in-your-business stuff is going on the appointments, is doing the pre-qualifying, doing the closing, doing the actual frontline money-making activities. We have it, and I'm not really sure where this came from, but a lot of agents in particular have it in their heads that their goal in life is to no longer have to work directly with customers, even though that literally is the most dollar productive thing that they can do. They somehow have come to believe, and I know how they've come to believe this, and you guys have too, especially if you've been listening to us for a long time. You know, they've basically been sort of worshiping at the altar of the whole idea that basically they can form some big mythical team and then they can sit around on the beach all day and pick lint out of their toes. And then they wonder, well, why is it that my deals are falling out? Why is it that I'm not making as much profit? So, you know, you guys, longtime listeners, know that one of the main elements of our coaching program is we want you guys to make profit. And with that profit, we want you to reinvest that and things that are going to produce passive income for you, because then you will be, by definition, rich. And rich is where your money works for you, and you no longer have to work for your money. Very practical, easy to understand. Well, so how do you go about doing that on a, you know, practical daily basis? That's what we're going to be telling you on today's radio show and probably tomorrow's. We're going to give you the exact, you know, schedule broken down, where you should be focusing your activities, why you should be focusing your activities on these particular, you know, things. And I think also from a coaching perspective, we're going to have a lot of, let's be honest about why it is that you're choosing not to do those things. And a lot of times I think when we have those types of conversations, that's what makes this radio show so good, because you guys will then say, yep, that's me, I'm guilty. And then we'll hopefully help you to be introspective about why you're, you know, choosing not to do the thing that's actually going to move you towards your goal the quickest, and why you're being sort of fooled into doing other things. And you guys will know more as we get into it. So before we do, Julie, you've got a really great email that we received today to send or to read, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So let me jump into that. This is from Mr. Ben Rivera, who is in Naperville, Illinois. I believe that's sort of close to Chicago. So if you have any outbound referrals, Ben's your guy for Naperville, Illinois. So this comes from Ben. Hi, Tim and Julie. I wanted to let you know I've become a major fan of your podcast. Not only are you guys providing extremely great info, but I love the boldness with which you guys present the information. Thank you for that, Ben. So when I was really down, I had some serious issues going on in my life, and I felt like I couldn't climb out of the hole I'm in. So I emailed Tim, and when he emailed me back, I was extremely encouraged. In addition, I went on a listing appointment for the first time in a long time and decided to implement some of the suggestions that I received from the podcast. Without a doubt, it was the best listing appointment I've ever conducted. Congratulations on that, Ben. So I called your enrollment rep, Sarah, the next day, of which Sarah went above and beyond to accommodate my particular situation and signed up for Coaching Essentials with the mindset that, imagine what I can do with the info from the program if the podcast itself was so helpful. I reinvigorated and became completely hopeful. I began reviewing the program, and at this point I realized how little I really know about real estate, and this program should be mandatory for all agents. Well, I couldn't agree more with that thought, Ben. Thank you for that. I wish I could have found this when I first started. I began on the survival guide and have the attitude that if I'm asked to do something 10 times, I'm going to try my best to do it 20 times. I'm sorry to continue to ramble. Just wanted to take this moment to thank you guys. He says, Warren Buffett vowed never to make another investment until he read what he considered the best book. I think it was a 4-volume set on investing 12 times. I'm convinced your organization is the only coaching one that agents will need to learn of the fundamentals on how to conduct a real estate business. So thank you for all those nice kudos, Ben. But you are the example of someone who has made it, you know, not just a great podcast, but something that you're implementing. That's the most important thing, is that you didn't just say, oh, that was fun to listen to and do nothing. You're doing something with it. You've already had a killer listing appointment. You already have a plan in place. So nice job to you, Ben, for running with what we're trying to get across the airwaves here. So just wanted to highlight Ben in Naperville, Illinois. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, and we've been getting a lot of emails. We don't read all your guys' emails because a lot of times you guys will share personal things that would be inappropriate for us to share with the 112,000 regular listeners we have now. So, you know, but we do read your emails. We do respond, as Ben indicated in his email, and we do appreciate the feedback. We appreciate the criticism. Anything that you guys have to offer to us that will help to make our radio show better, we always appreciate. It's fun. We love doing this. It's one of the things we look forward to every single day. But it's a lot of work. I mean, what Julie's about to share with you, she was working on last night. You know, she was putting all the, you know, details into it because we want to deliver to you guys the best, most practical, tactical, useful information to put you into action to make you money right away. We do believe that we're in the midst of the best real estate market, you know, in generations. But we also believe that there's going to be lots of little hiccups that are going to happen along the way. And I do believe also, I promise, that we are in the beginning throes of another recession, or I think what probably a lot of people will be saying soon, we're just in a continuation of the last recession because we never got over it. There will be setbacks in the real estate market. I just had a coaching call with an agent who routinely sells multi-million-dollar houses up in L.A., and Ben, if you're listening on your Tesla, I mention him a lot because, you know, I have his call right before the radio show and his coaching call, and he was telling me, Julie, that he went on something like, I don't know, 10 or 12 appointments since our last call, and every single one of them were over or were underwater, didn't know it, or will soon be underwater. He said he went on 3 or 4 appointments where there were old interest-only loans that were about to adjust and the people couldn't afford the payments. I mean, guys, all over the country, there's grenades with the pin pulled, and the extend and pretend policy that we've been sort of, you know, I'll say this with quotes, enjoying in our country is coming to an end. It just is. So be prepared. Be strategic. And like we say, be tactical. Tactical means that you're going to be focusing on the fact that you have to be able to offer different types of services to different kinds of sellers. So the typical agent mindset, you know, unlike Ben's, is, well, I'm sorry, I only work with these types of sellers, you know. And Ben, like I said, he sells multi-million-dollar properties. He's negotiating on a multiple listings right now for $35 million. He's taking another $5 million listing. He has one that he just took for $1.8 million. All this is fresh in my mind, like I said, because I just had my coaching call with him. That's all, you know, those are the balls he's got up in the air right now. And he could easily financially say, listen, I'm not going to deal with anything else other than people that are selling multi-million-dollar properties, willing to pay X percent and have equity, you know, this sort of easy breezy transactions. But he's smart. He's strategic. He's tactical. He knows he needs to have more than just one skill set. Otherwise, he'll make himself obsolete. He needs to be able to walk into any seller situation in any price range, and he needs to be able to solve their problem. And if you don't have that mindset, if you don't have that confidence that comes from a really powerful skill set, this next market is going to completely and totally, I mean, it's not going to be good for you. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Those of you who are listening right now, who are still licking your wounds from the last recession, and you don't like hearing us tell you that there's another one that's here now, and you're, you know, saying, oh, my gosh, I still haven't recovered from the last one, you know, here's the thought I have for you, because I know that's a lot of you. There's 100,000-plus listening. 50,000 at least have lived through the last economic downturn. if you knew back in 06, and this is for those of you who actually lived through it before, and actually it's for everybody, but primarily those who lived through it before that maybe had their heads in the ground, if you knew for sure back in the day, say 05, 06, that there was an absolute economic housing crap storm that was headed our way, what would you have been doing different then? You would have been learning how to do short sales. You'd have been learning how to do BPOs. You'd have been learning how to do property management, maybe, depending on your price range. If you're really dealing in upper-end stuff, property management is necessary. You'd be dealing with – you'd be focusing on all kinds of different things, like Ben has, so that you can kick ass no matter what the market has to deliver. Remember, guys, there's money to be made no matter what direction the market is going in. Don't believe the real estate masses that you can only make money when the market's going up. That's the easiest time to make money, generally speaking, because you don't it doesn't require a lot of skill. It doesn't. It's mostly order taking. When the market shifts, and we're in one now, it's going to become a skill-based market. And if you don't have the skills, you are done, fried. That's what happened to a lot of you guys, you know, 10 years ago. Don't let it happen again. Please take action now. Guys, we've made it super easy for you. If you're on your mobile device, scroll to the bottom, put in your name, your email address, and your phone number, and someone from our team will call you back and answer any questions you have about Real Estate Coaching Essentials. It is the complete turnkey real estate system that you need to not just survive but thrive in whatever's coming our way next. This is the exact backbone real estate system that's used by all of our superstars, all the agents that I've interviewed before on this real estate show, on our podcast here, you know, agents making millions and millions of dollars per year. This is the backbone of their real estate system. It's very affordable, guys. If you use our student approval program, it's only $99 per month. And by the way, regardless or irregardless of your present financial situation, every single one of you are approved to get into the program. Julie and I are personally underwriting the program. So go right ahead and fill out that form, or you can also go to joinharris.com if you're on your desktop, joinharris.com. So, Julie, let's move forward with your fantastic notes.
Well, I appreciate that. And as you were talking, it reminded me, you know, we've got our book that hopefully will be out at the end of the summer, and it's called Harris Rules. And one of the rules is don't say, no, I don't do that, because anytime you say that, it costs you money in real estate. That's a rule. Don't say, no, I don't do commercial, I don't do probate, I don't do short sell, I don't do underwater sellers. How does that make any sense whatsoever? Oh, I don't do anything below 400 grand. You're costing yourself money. Don't say things like, I don't follow a schedule, it's not for me. I don't set goals, I'm just not a goal setter. I'm not a scripted person. Anytime you say, no, not for me, I don't do that, you're costing yourself money. So as a general rule of thumb, since the book is called Harris Rules, we want you to train yourself to catch yourself when you start saying, no, I don't do that. So that's my segue, Tim, into discussing morning routine and daily schedule, which by itself doesn't sound like that sexy of a topic, and yet it's so critical to their success or lack thereof. So, ready to get started?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. So, last week we talked about visiting your health, your wallet, and we talked about browsing through your bank accounts, reviewing your investments, setting your mindset on a positive trajectory. So, review last week's podcast because that's critical to being able to follow a daily schedule. Don't skip those key rules. So let's recognize and accept the fact that your daily schedule should always be based on profit, more specifically on the things that you must take action on daily to lead to that profit. So memorize this list. I do it on almost every podcast. Lead generation, lead follow-up, pre-qualifying, presenting, negotiating, and closing, lather, rinse, repeat. That's what your schedule needs to be based on. If it's not on that list, why are you doing it? So get clear that you must lead with profit, and that means you must lead with profit-producing activities. So before we got into the recommended ideal schedule, I just wanted to point out after hundreds of thousands of coaching calls, the most common profit-killing schedule-wrecking activities of all agents, regardless of your market, your experience, your price range, are the following, because we have to erase those things before we can have a real schedule. Does that make sense, Tim?
Absolutely. I think this is a really fun part.
and I'm sure the list is more than four, but these are the top four. So your profit-killing, schedule-wrecking activities, which you're no longer allowed to do, number one, major problem, no morning control of time. Getting to work when you finally can get to work is not a plan. That's what hobbyists do. They fit it in when they get to it. That's why they make hobbyist money. So number one mistake, having your morning time, basically, out of complete control. Number two, getting stuck in the weeds of transaction coordination, perhaps the most commonly used excuse why agents didn't have more appointments, why they're not prospecting, why they're not doing lead follow-up. I was stuck in my transaction coordination. Get a transaction coordinator. It's the cost of each transaction. It's built in. At least that's how you should be looking at it, and it's well worth it to maintain your sanity and buy your time back. Transaction coordinators generally run from $250 to maybe $550 per deal, depending on your market and the you know price range, but it's absolutely well worth it. Stop using that as an excuse not to do more business. Point number three, playing around with social media, pretending it's generating leads for you. Most offices, this looks like work. I mean, you're on the computer after all, right? But it's not actually on the list of dollar productive activity. And number four, going to appointments that you don't have to go to. Home inspections, lender lunches, free trainings, oh my, I wrote, right? Because the list could go on. If it's not on the dollar productive list of activities, it's not a necessary appointment. You're just hiding out, pretending to work. And sometimes, you know, the coaches will tease you guys and say, you know, if your spouse or significant other knew what your appointments actually consisted of, would they think that you were a full-time real estate professional earning the income that you claim you're earning, or would they think you're just kind of playing around with real estate? So that's perhaps a little bit harsh, but that's the facts that we uncover as coaches oftentimes. So those four things, they're no longer allowed to do. Would you agree with those, Tim? Add anything, subtract? I mean, you've had hundreds of thousands of coaching calls as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm thinking how many people are listening right now when their minds are feeling with fear that we're going to tell them not to do the busy work they've been using to procrastinate the real work, you know, all the excuses that basically are adding on to the excuses. Well,
tough love,
you know,
people.
Well, but Julie, the essence of this basically is them having to control their own schedules, them getting control of their mm-hmm. own lives. And what we do by what you all are doing by doing that is you're removing your excuses not to succeed. And at some not very deep-rooted level, the fact is you are doing a lot of self-sabotage by not doing what matters most every day first. And that really is the essence of what this whole thing is about. After you've been exposed to the truth, okay, after you've been told that if you do this, you get this, if you do this, you get that, and if you continue to do the thing that you didn't want to have as your outcome, and you continue to do it after that, that's because you didn't truly want what you claimed you wanted. Let me break it down even simpler, okay? If you don't want to be fat anymore, and you know that eating carbs, by the way, guys, make sure if you're wanting to lose weight, read about online, having a low-carb diet. We're not medical professionals, but definitely works. Low-carb diet, Atkins for life, research it yourself. So if you're wanting to lose weight and you're wanting to keep it off, the way to do it is cut the carbs back and exercise for probably 30 minutes a day. Now, if you know that's going to do it, and it's been proven to work, but you continue to eat the ho-hos all day while you're sitting around, you know, playing 1980s video games on your computer, or whatever else, you know, people that choose to basically ignore life do, if you're doing that, if you're following that, and a year from now you're fatter and you have an even worse health and worse financial situation, even though you had the key to what you claim you wanted, you know, a year ago, that's because you made a choice that you'd much rather basically let life go by and waste life. That's the decision that you made. Not a smart decision, not a wise decision, not a decision that somebody who wants to be truly successful would have ever made, but that's the one that you made. So now that we're giving you, and we're going to give you the exact breakdown of the exact schedule that the nation's most successful agents for the most part use, that if you don't use it, and if you allow the morning schedule to be corrupted by emails and voicemails and going on Facebook and all the other crap that you guys do, that everyone does nowadays. People are so addicted to media. Remember we talked about last week, media-free lives. So if you're, you know, essentially still wading in that corrupted creek of media and you're finding yourself not motivated, you're finding yourself struggling for money, if you're finding yourself believing that life is about scarcity, oh, there's not enough money, Julie, there's not enough time, there's not enough health, there's not enough love, there's not enough clean air, there's not enough, you know, food, there's not enough this, that, the other. You've manifested that, and you will continue to manifest that, and you will live a life of scarcity. Break free of that, guys. We're giving you the exact practical tools to do it. It starts in your head. So, as Julie said, stop checking voicemail, stop checking email, stop working in on the file, stop doing all the, you know, stuff you should be delegating probably anyway, or if you don't have enough deals to afford someone to delegate to, stuff you should be doing in the afternoon. If you continue to do these bad behaviors, you should expect to continue to manifest the subprime result that a lot of you guys have been manifesting. So do something about it. Take responsibility for it and accept the fact that really at the end of the day, guys, this is your choice. That is the essence of what we're sharing with you today. Here's the path to follow. Here's the little goblins and whatnot you're going to run across on your path. Here's how to avoid them. Are you going to listen or are you not going to listen? If you're not going to listen, don't be surprised if it's game over for you. Julie, you can tell what book I've been reading, can't you? Julie?
I can indeed. Yeah.
Julie,
so,
continue.
So I wrote down, in case you continue to be challenged with these non-productive activities, as coaches, we've devised a method to accelerate your clarity on the fact that they cause you to lose money. So the activities you're no longer allowed to do, we're just talking about, make a deal with your spouse, your kids, or your assistant that every time they catch you doing any of that, they get a crisp $100 bill out of you. That will cure you. If that's not enough, make it $500 until you're clear that you're not being profitable when you do those schedule-wrecking activities. That tends to take about a week or so to clear up, and then you're ready to rumble on your schedule. So let's get back to what you must do daily in order to meet or exceed your goals in the five areas of life that we've talked about on previous podcasts. It all starts with generating leads in the first place. Without leads, the rest of the list is meaningless. You might have the most polished listing presentation in the world or the most amazing buyer pre-qualification script, but with no leads, it really doesn't matter. So lead generation, you're either running a marketing-enhanced prospecting-based company or a prospecting-based marketing-enhanced company. You may be a referral-only company, but that's not sustainable, and you may be a prospecting-only company, but that's extremely dependent on you and also not sustainable. So the first two are your best bets, and being a prospecting-based, marketing-enhanced is the most viable long-term, the most stable, and the least dependent on market conditions. So just wanted to plant that seed in their brains so they can make some good decisions. So if you are lead generation challenged, because this is such a critical part of your schedule, everything else is dependent upon it, then refer to our survival guide, our treasure map, the 90-day massive action plan, all of that is included in Real Estate Coaching Essentials. So remember to follow our mantra, focus, F-O-C-U-S, follow one course until successful. For example, don't do the 90-day massive action plan for 9 days and then give up. It's a 90-day massive action plan, not a dabbling for a week plan. So ask for help if you need it. That's what Coaching Essentials is there for. So check it out. Go to joinharris.com and let us help you with that. Because if we can't get you past this lead generation issue, the rest of it's not going to make sense to you. You've got to embrace and accept that fact, if that's where you're at, that that's where the work needs to be. So I'll leave that for a second. Let's get on to our recommended ideal schedule. Ideal means you follow it 4 out of 5 working days every week that you're not on vacation. Yes, we're serious about this, but we're also very realistic. We know that sometimes something's going to happen. You're going to have a kid that's homesick from school. You're going to have a Monday holiday. You're going to have things that make it so you can't be super ultra hardcore about this. So let go of that thought. It's an ideal schedule. So let's jump into this, Tim. 6:30 a.m., awake, powerful affirmations, 20 to 30 minute simple workout, 8 ounces of water, and review goals for the day. Basically, you're up and at it, no snooze button. 7 a.m., 30-minute financial review. Are you trending up or down versus your financial goals? Are you on track, ahead or behind? By how much? And take a look at your whiteboards that we teach you in the class, as well as your vital signs report for your coach. What is your appointment schedule? What appointments must you set today? And what appointments are you going on today? Because this is you getting ready to take on your day. Now, note to self, at this point, they're on track for mind, body, and wallet control that we talked about before, but go ahead.
All right, so a lot of you guys are going to say 6:30 is perfect, I get up before that, that's fine. That's probably the majority of you. Some of you are going to have a real struggle with that morning time, and some of you are really going to fight that. Julie, go ahead and take care of that. And that's going to be a mindset issue that, frankly, is always going to stand in your way, because the reality of it is the morning is one of the best times of the day. For a vast majority of you, that's when you have your best energies. That's when you have your best mindset. That's when you feel the most positive. I don't know about you guys, but for my entire 46 years on this planet, as far as back as I can remember, I always feel better in the morning and the afternoons than I do in the evenings. And why? And there's a physiological reason why. It's because your body's starting to run down. But it's not just physically having more energy. it's also physiologically actually having your brain chemistry working at an optimum level where you actually feel more optimistic, where you feel more enthusiastic. So when you're trying to focus on building a business, when you're trying to focus on really building anything, it's the reason that people tell you to go to the gym in the morning. You know, when you go to the gym in the morning, there's actually biological reasons why. Your testosterone, man or woman, is actually higher in the morning than it is throughout the day. You know, so that's the reason that you should always do the most important things first every single day. And there's another reason, too. So this is for all of you guys who are still struggling with the idea of actually working in the morning. The other reason is because you won't procrastinate. If there's like three or four things, and that's usually all it comes down to, during the course of a day that you have to do that you'd frankly, let's be honest, most times prefer not to do, you know, might be doing the lead follow-up, might be calling that jerky seller, getting a price change, might be calling, you guys get the idea. The actual, you know, some of that stuff. The stuff that we have a tendency all to procrastinate, well, here's the idea. You can get all that stuff out of the way in the morning, get it completely knocked out, and then you will feel a hell of a lot better and more productive the rest of the day. I shouldn't be telling you this, but I'm going to. Some of our most productive, most the wealthiest agents that I've ever personally coached, they only schedule themselves for the morning, and they basically use the afternoon for whatever the heck, you know, basically wherever the squeaky wheel is. Or they don't. They just basically will just essentially coast. And they are okay with that, and they're able to get consistent results because in that morning, when they're working, they're actually working. They're actually focused on getting stuff done. They're actually really taking that 90 minutes that they set aside for whatever activity, and they're not pissing around on Facebook, okay? They're not wasting time. That's the reason when you run across these agents. You know, when you run across these top-producing agents, oftentimes you can tell they're busy and they're focused, but they also have that sort of calm, relaxed nature about them. Well, why is that? Because they know that every single morning they're going to do all their heavy lifting, and in the afternoons, frankly, they might go to Central Park, or they might decide to go to the beach, or they might decide to read a book, or they might decide to go volunteer someplace because they've done the most important things first every single day. And there it is. They'll leave. They won't be in the office. They'll be out someplace else doing something else. They'll be at the golf course because they did what they were supposed to do in the morning. And, you know, as you guys do more transactions, you start making more money, then you could start delegating some of this other busy work stuff to other people who are really, really good at it, probably better than a lot of you guys are at, say, in contracts or whatnot. And then you start working towards that feeling of actually owning a business where you have that, you know, really where you have better balance between, I hate that word balance, as you guys know, but where you do start to have some sort of, you know, between the business and the personal, things start to sync up at a higher level opposed to feeling like you're just having to work 14 hours a day in your real estate business. Remember, working 14 hours a day in any business, let alone a real estate business, is perfectly normal when you're starting. But once you've got the momentum, it's like a plane taking off. It uses most of its fuel when it's taking off. And when it's at cruising altitude, the pilot actually pulls back on the throttle. Our job as coaches, frankly, is to get you guys to that cruising altitude as fast as possible. And then a lot of you will choose just to stay there. And some of you will say, listen, I want to see if the view is any better at a higher altitude. So guess what? We got to, you know, throttle down again, go up to 50,000 feet or whatever. If, you know, your nice private jet. Whatever it is, that's what a coach does for you guys. Remember, if you haven't yet to fill out that form, scroll down. The Real Estate Coaching Essentials program, when you fill out that form, it includes 6 books, and there's images of the books right there, and we'll send those to you digitally. This is a real live coaching program, guys. It's only $99 a month. Every single one of you are approved. There's no payment for the first day or first 30 days. You get a weekly semi-private coaching call with Julie, and you also get your own private coach where you get to talk to them once per month. There's nothing like this in the industry. Nobody else is offering anything like this. It is the perfect way for you guys to get into coaching. Julie, are you back?
I am indeed. So I think this is going to end up being a two-parter show. We've laid the groundwork. We've gotten them clear on the importance of lead generation. We've gotten them clear on the things that they've got to stop doing on their schedule. So I think homework after this podcast is go back and review those top 4 things that are, you know, profit-killing, schedule-ruining things that you may be doing. Maybe you are only guilty of 1 or 2 of those things, but figure out how you're going to stop doing that. That's the first thing, and then we'll get on to more specifics of your schedule on our next podcast.
Well, and Julie, really, they have to admit the fact. They have to take responsibility, and they have to realize that it's a choice, that when they choose to wake up in the morning and they choose to pollute their mindsets with all the negative, you know, stuff that's out there, and they choose then to basically get into processing mode, and they don't do the heavy lifting, and they promise they're going to call that seller back, or they promise they're going to prospect, or they promise whatever, whatever, and it doesn't happen today, it doesn't happen tomorrow, and then they send us an email in 2 months, and they say, I've been listening to your guys' podcast. I'm confused about what I should be doing. Everyone else around me is succeeding, and I'm not. Why is this? I'm telling you, Julie is telling you. You need to take responsibility. There's nothing externally that's doing this to you. You're doing it to yourself. Right, Julie?
Well, I mean, what I tell them is don't come crying to me if you're the one not taking action. That's harsh, but after you are clear and you've had the coaching and you've got the education, motivation, accountability in your head, it does eventually come down to you taking responsibility, taking action. Nobody's making you do the things that kill your productivity and your profit. Nobody's making you do that. That's your choice. But unfortunately, nobody's really making you do the things that do make you money. That comes down to personal accountability, responsibility, and motivation. And I think there's a myth surrounding coaching that, you know, it just takes the right coach to make me feel motivated. No, a great coach helps you find your own motivation, gives you the skill, education, and accountability to do something about it. So that's why I get a little fired up about this, is because, you know, people become 101 excuse makers when they have to be accountable, and, you know, I'm just not down with that.
I did get a funny email, Julie. I did get a funny email I forgot to share with you. Someone that was very nice email. I appreciate this. They were citing specific things from a couple shows that they were able to use right away to put into action to make money. And then the last paragraph was in essence, you guys are a little bit too direct. You might want to consider being less direct. And it was like this.
Uh-huh.
And I thought to myself, well, you know, I appreciate the feedback. I did. And I know where they're coming from. But here's two thoughts for all of you guys. You have enough people pandering to your feelings. You have enough people telling you it's going to be okay. You have enough people basically wanting to, you know, that's what our society has become, a big sort of, you know, crying game type thing. We're not doing that. That's not what we're about. We are about personal responsibility. We're about getting you guys into action. We're about giving you guys the practical and tactical information to go out there and help people and make money. Because I got news for you. Whatever your challenge is, whatever you think your problem is, it's going to be 1,000 times worse if you don't have money. It is. You know, whatever
fact,
it is that you
Zach.
Think is your – whatever your story is, it's going to be worse when you're broke. So go out there, make money, and if you don't feel it – oh, Tim and Julie, I got this one before email too. You guys talk a lot about money, and I'm just not driven like that. I'm driven by helping people. Well, how many transactions have you done so far this year? 2. Well, how many people are you actually helping that you've only done 2? Here, you cannot make money and be successful long-term unless you're truly of the mindset of helping people. So your – excuse that basically we are being too direct, or we're being perhaps maybe too focused on profit and making money, and that doesn't sync up with your mindset. What you're not realizing is we are all in sync. We are all saying the same thing. We're just trying to get you guys to take action. We only have you for a half hour every day, right? So please take this information, use this information, get yourself in action, create the lives that you guys want to create. Stop making excuses. Stop believing your own bullshit. And you know what, guys? It doesn't take as long or as much work as you actually think. Success, when you follow a proven path, is, you know, it's pretty simple. Listen to some of the emails that we read to you. Talk to other coaching clients. Chances are there's a bunch of them in your office. Ask them what they did, and they'll break it down. You'll hear what they say, and you'll say, hold on, Tim and Julie told you to do this, and you did that, and you got that? It was that simple? You didn't have to go and study it for 20 minutes or go get second opinions on it or do all this other sort of stuff? Nope, just did what they said. Do that. It's simple. Stop making it so complicated. Take action, guys. If there's anything we can ever do for you, please, please always remember you can email us directly. We do, as we made clear, read your emails. Appreciate your feedback. My email address is tim@timandjulieharris.com and Julie's as julie@timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.